Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
A listener says, I took up climbing for the first time in my late 60s. I'm now 71 and climb indoor several times a week and occasionally outdoors. I've never done adventure sports before and I am fitter than when I was younger. Well, there you go. We're going to talk about exercising now and what exercise you should do in every decade of your life, because tennis and running and weights and yoga, all good, but certain sports have more of an impact at a particular age. Now, to tell us and to advise us is Dr. Fiona Skelly, lecturer in sport and health sciences in Technological University of the Shannon in Athlone. Nobody better, Dr. Skelly. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the youngest, the kids. Just let them out and run, basically. Is that it?
I suppose for kids, like, it's probably important that they get exposed to as much sports and as much activities as possible, and they get to develop and, you know, try out all them different skills and really get a positive experience of exercise from a young age. So I think that will be the main things for kids, as much as possible. And yeah, like you said, play time, outdoor time, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay. And mid to late teens into 20s, we're talking about team sports a lot, aren't we? That's for more than just fitness, is it?
Yeah. And like, I suppose I'd like to point out that I do disagree that there's nothing you should maybe completely avoid, or things that you shouldn't do as you age and things like that. Like, competitive sports are probably just more tailored to, let's say, young adults and teenage population, and that's when maybe have the time to commit to them, you have the time to train. There is a little bit of, like, you will have the physiology to peak at that certain age group. And, you know, if there's sport that you seem to excel in, like, there's no problem with committing to that.
I know, but if you're an old geezer like me at 43, all right, I've noticed that the bones are far more brittle and the muscles are far more achy after exercise than they were maybe even 10 years ago.
Well, there is, I suppose, a caveat to that, because you can maintain a certain level amount of fitness and strength if you stay quite active and quite highly active. Like, do you feel like you're active as you were?
Are you exercise shaming me live on the air?
Yeah, I wonder, could you feel like, do you feel like you've cut down on exercise yourself? And that maybe has led to a loss in fitness.
No, my kids have forced me to cut down my exercise for me. I know, but 100%. But I'm also told by experts like yourself, Fiona, that resistance training is far more important than we all thought after 40. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you do lose a certain amount of muscle mass and stuff. And, like, I do think we probably just don't support people to maintain resistance training, and there mightn't just be as much opportunities for people as they age to keep that kind of aspect of their training up, and that's why we see so much frailty and stuff. So yeah, to, like, maintain your independence, to live as long as you can, as well as you can.
Well, no frailty. Some kind of resistance. Look at this, no frailty from Terry at 66. I do 20 push-ups, 10 pull-ups, rowing, etc. I'm coming up to 66. A bar in the door frame is very good for the back. You don't have to do pull-ups just to hang for 10 seconds or more, says Terry. Holy cripes.
Yeah, he's dead right. Definitely, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know if Terry's a man or a woman, actually. Could be either, but he or she is dead right. And one more text. Age-related exercise. Had a swim at 7 a.m. In the dark, followed by 40 minutes in the gym, heading to my local hill later for a moonlight walk. The key is pick exercise you enjoy. Who are these nutcases, Fiona?
Yeah, these are the perfect people. I'm delighted they're sending their messages in. Well done.
Okay, so give me one takeaway piece of advice then before we hit the weather and they let us know how bad we are going to have it this weekend. So tell me how one kind of inspiring takeaway piece of advice that you can hold on to for whatever age you are.
Yeah, I suppose the main message I try to promote is, like, something is better than nothing. So whatever bit of extra activity, exercise, movement you can squeeze into your day, that's better for you than an extra 2, 3, 5 minutes of sitting. So I think people really underestimate that. So if you can kind of keep that message in your head, and anytime you can squeeze in a bit more movement, bit more standing, bit more walking, anything like that, that's going to be really good for you.
Okay, well, let's see if we can all be a Terry then, based on that inspiring advice from Dr. Fiona Skelly, lecturer in sport and health sciences in TUS Athlone. We will talk again. Thank you.